Egypt.
今天我们会来看一下埃及王子。
Who knows who the prince of Egypt is?
谁知道埃及王子是谁？
Who 他是谁？啊？摩西，
对。
Moses, yeah, very good. So it will probably be a long message, more longer than Pastor Kevin.
今天会是一个蛮长的一个信息讲道。
Are you ready for it?
准备好了吗
？No one is laughing. Okay. The reason why I want you to hold on to the end is because we're going to watch a movie at the end. Isn't that good?
我们今天最后会来一起看一个小短片。
Okay, so if I'm speaking too fast, you say Pastor Daniel slow.
如果我说太快的话，你们就举手说 Pastor Dan， 请慢慢讲。
Okay, one of the things that the English congregation has learned to do is to react towards me.
They laugh. 我们的英文教会呢
？They can dance. They can say Amen. I say Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you do that in the Chinese service? No. Oh, get excited.
我们英文教会的一个特点呢，就是他们会随时的可以打断我，可以对我很大声的说话，他们会突然间跳舞，突然间说 Amen。我们中文教会会这么做吗？如果没有的话，我们今天是一个很好的机会哦。
It's okay, it's okay. We'll learn. We're all one big congregation, right?
我们就是一个大教会，所以我们大家互相的学习就
好。I love you all, and I really want to thank you for praying for my family.
我很爱你们，也谢谢你们为我和我的家人祷告。
I can't imagine spending a whole week on the road.
我实在不想再回去想，整个星期都是在路上了。
I think I traveled 2,700 kilometers in a week.
我觉得我一周内其实已经开了2,700 公里。
We drop a little girl off. Okay.
我们把我们的小女儿 Faith 送到了芝加哥。
In Chicago.
对，送到芝加哥。
She'll be studying 4 years.
他会在芝加哥学上学上4年，然后我跟 Audrey 呢，我们俩就是在这边。
So we'll be going back to our dating time.
我们会再次的有小以前谈恋爱的感觉。
And Cantonese will say 两口一个 I don't know any.
在粤语里面，我们说是两个人一起，就是很浪漫的吃晚餐或者吃饭。
But when we 两口一个 we don't get into.
但是这个，因为他在粤语里面是一个。Literally, 就是字面上意思，就是我们的脚在桌子底下哈，就是中完成句，对。
That's right.
我们来祷告。
Father, we ask that you come and visit with us.
天父，我们求你来到我们的当中来。
Open our eyes to your truth.
求你看我们的眼来看到你的真理。
May we have a fresh encounter with the living.
然后我们愿意能够在这殿里面与你的灵有一次相遇。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
This morning we're going to take a closer look at the most celebrated story in Moses' life.
今天早上我们一起来看一下摩西一生当中最著名的一件事情。
The crossing of the Red Sea.
过红海。
Here's the story. Here's the story. Pharaoh has finally given Moses permission to leave.
事情是这样子的，那法老呢，最终呢就允许摩西带领以色列人离开埃及。
Okay.Can I have the screen working, please? Why no? No, this screen is on. No. It's turning on. Praise the Lord. Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so...So Pharaoh somehow all of a sudden changed his mind.
但是法老呢，突然间又改变了他的想法了。
Because Pharaoh finally realized that he had just lost the services of ten thousands of slaves.
因为法老突然间意识到，一放他们走，我就失去了成千上万的免费的劳力了。
Without that pool of free labor, his people would have to go to work.
没有了这些免费的劳动储备呢，他自己的子民呢就要去做这些苦工了。
So he assembled his whole army and set out to chase after the Israelites.
所以他集合了他的整个军队，然后呢出去追赶以色列人。
The Israelites had reached the bank of the Red Sea. Next slide.
以色列人呢就到达了红海的边上。
And they had set up camp.
他们也安营了。
But suddenly, they notice Pharaoh's army approaching.
可是突然间，他们发现，哎，法老的军队正在靠近，哎。
More than 600 chariots in full pursuit of the Israelites.
有六百多辆的双轮战车在全力以赴的追他们。
And they realized they were facing an impossible situation.
他们发现他们到了一个绝境了。
No, with no possible means of escape.
无路可逃。
In front of them was the Red Sea.
前面有红海。
And behind them was the Egyptian army.
后面有追兵。
And so they had nowhere to turn.
所以他们去哪都不是。
And it looked like their only options were to be killed in battle or drowned, trying to swim across the Red Sea.
看起来唯一有可能的就是他们要努力的去横跨这个红海，然后最后淹死在海里面。
And somehow they painted themselves into a corner, and things.
有时候他感觉他们把自己就是赶到了一个角落里面，而且看起来非常的无助。
Isn't that what happens to us at times?
这不也是有时候发生在我们身上的事情吗？
We somehow feel that things are hopeless. We cannot do anything to change the situation.
有时候我们觉得事情很绝望，我们不能做任何事情去改变它。
But guess what?
可是你猜猜看。
They were right that God wanted.
他们真正是在上帝想要他们在的地方。我们甚至不知道为什么。
Why does God want me to go through all these problems?
为什么上帝想要让我们去经历这些问题
？I thought when I become a Christian, everything is going to be rosy, glory. Everything is going to be beautiful.
我觉得应该是成为了一位基督徒之后呢，所有事情都非常的浪漫，非常的好，非常的可爱。
Isn't the Christian life supposed to be abundant?
基督徒的生活不是应该是充充足足的吗？
Isn't it?
不是吗？
Today we're going to look at how you and I can deal with situations that seem to be impossible.
今天我们会一起来看一看啊，我们你跟我怎么来解决那些看起来是绝境的状况。
And some of us here this morning might be facing what I call a Red Sea experience.
我们当中有一些人今天早上可能在经历我称之为红海困境的状况。
Things are looking hopeless, and we don't know what to do.
事情看起来非常的糟糕，我们不知道要做什么。
We just say, "Throw our hands up."
我们就是想要把我不管了。
But there are five spiritual truths in this story that you and I can hang on to get us to the other side of the Red Sea that we face.
但是在摩西带以色列人过红海的这件事情里面，有五个。属灵真理我们是可以紧紧抓住，能够帮我们去度过这个红海困境的。
When we are faced with impossible situations, the first thing that we need to do is we need to recognize God's purpose.
当我们面对红海困境的时候，我们第一件要做的事情呢，就是认识神的旨意。
By the way, you have a handout inside your bulletin. It's in English, but if you want to write the Chinese translation, you can write it down too. Okay.
你们手上今天的这个信息里面呢，有一个英文的一个小纸张，你们可以在上面写一些中文的笔记，如果你们需要的话。
Okay. So if you need a pencil, can you raise your hand and we can give you a pencil or a pen.
如果需要一支铅笔或者笔的话，可以举手示意，我们可以给你提供。
Okay.First, we need to recognize God's purpose for a problem.
首先，我们需要认识到，在我们的问题当中，神的旨意是什么。
See, the events in our lives do not happen by accident.
我们生命当中的事情其实不是偶然发生的。
If you are a follower of Christ, and if you love Jesus Christ, and you have made Him Lord and Savior, God is in control of everything.
如果你爱神，你跟随他，你信任他，你会知道神掌管着万物。
See, God had a purpose for bringing the Israelites to the Red Sea.
神把以色列人带到红海是有他的旨意的。
And God has a purpose for the Red Sea experience that you or I am facing.
神也在你跟我现在在面临的这些非常糟糕的情况里面有他的旨意。
Why, you may ask?
你可能会想问为什么？
Because God wants to accomplish two things.
因为神想要成就两件事。
First, God wants to make known His glory to others.
神想要在他人身上彰显他的荣耀。
And secondly, God wants to teach you and me to trust Him more.
其次，神要教导我们更加信靠他。
The Bible says in chapter 14, verse 4, But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptian will know that I am the Lord.
出埃及记第十四章四节说，我便在法老和他全军身上得荣耀，埃及人就知道我是耶和华。
What did God say? I will gain glory for myself through who? Through Pharaoh and all.
神说他会在谁身上或彰显他的荣耀呢？是在法老，还有他法老全军的身上。
Why? Because the Egyptian will know that I am God.
为什么要在他们身上彰荣耀呢？因为这样子他们才会知道我是耶和华。
See, we all know that how this story will end.
大家都知道红海是这个故事的结局是什么。
Eventually, the Israelites went to the Promised Land.
最后以色列人到达了应许之地。
The waters of the Red Sea parted, and the Israelites walked through the water safely.
红海的水就分开了，然后以色列人就走在了红海的河床上，走过去了。
Did you know that was God's plan all the way?
你知道这其实从头到尾都是神的旨意吗？
So as a result of this experience, the Bible says in verse 31, And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in Him and in Moses.
圣经上红海这个故事的结尾是这么说的，在第十四章的三十一节，以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
This Red Sea that you or I are facing serves.Purpose in our lives.
我们你跟我现在面临的这片红海，其实也是有神的旨意在其中的。
How?
怎么会有呢？
Because God can use it to glorify Himself and to strengthen that relationship, that intimacy between you and Him.
因为神可以使用它来彰显他的荣耀，以及是加强我们跟他之间的亲密的关系。
Without going through things in our lives and trouble in our lives, we will not know what it means to trust in God and to have faith.
如果我们在生命当中不去经历一些事情和困难，我们不会知道什么叫做对神有信念。
And not only that, we cannot also give glory to God if we do not face situations that God can solve.
如果我们不去经历那些神最后帮我们解决了事情的这些状况的话，我们也没有办法真的是知道什么叫信神。
So as we face the Red Sea, remember that God has a purpose for us.
我们面对红海的时候，一定要记住神有一个旨意。
First is to glorify Him.
第一是要去荣耀他。
Secondly is to trust Him more.
第二是要更加信靠他。
Both vertical and horizontal relationship.
两个都是既是跟神垂直的关系，也是这两件事情，他俩也是同样重要的。
Secondly, as we face the Red Sea, we must recognize, we must retain God's perspective on the situation.
面对红海，第二件我们要做的事情是要认定神的目标。
When the Israelites looked up and saw the Egyptian army approaching in the distance, do you know what their immediate response was?
当以色列人抬起头来看见法老的军队正在靠近他们的时候，你们知道他们心里在想什么吗？
They panic.
他们很慌。
The Bible says, in verse 11, they said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die?"
圣经上出埃及记第十四章十一节是这么说的：难道埃及没有坟地，你要把我们带来死在旷野里吗？
It amazes me somehow that this would be the attitude of the Israelites.
有时候我感到惊奇，为以色列人有这样的想法感到惊奇。
Considering how they had witnessed the power of God in Egypt.
尤其是想到他们在埃及已经经历过神的大能了。
But somehow they have already forgotten about that, and now they were convinced that this was the end.
可是不知道为什么，他们好像把那件事情完全忘记了，而且他们认为 这就是他们的结局了。
They went on to say in verse 12, "It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert."
以色列人之后又说了。我们以色列人最后就说了，我们待在埃及会比死在旷野里好。
I suppose they are right.
我觉得他们是对的。
It would be better to be a slave in Egypt than to die in the desert.
比起在埃及当比起死在旷野里面，在埃及当一个奴隶是更好的。
But did you know that God didn't intend for them to do either of these?
那你知道吗？上帝不打算让他们做这两件事当中的任何一件。
See, God had plans for them.
上帝有为他们准备他的计划。
Plans that greater than they could ever imagine.
比他们能够设想得到更加好的计划。
Of course, they won't die in the desert.
他们当然不会死在旷野里。
The Egyptians didn't even intend to kill them.
埃及人甚至没有打算想要杀他们。
They intended to take them back to Egypt and make them work as slaves again.
埃及人想要把以色列人是带回去埃及，让他们继续做奴隶。
But somehow we get the impression from reading this story that if Moses held a vote that day, the majority would have chosen to go back to Egypt right then.
但不知道为什么，我们读这个故事的时候，总觉得如果摩西当时做一个公投的话，大部分的以色列人会选择回去埃及。
This shows how we all tend to lose God's perspective on any given situation.
这其实体现了我们在许多既定的情况下都没有办法用神的角度来看待问题。
And too often, when we are confronted with an impossible situation, rather than meet it head on, we take the easy way out.
而且很多时候我们在面临困难的时候，我们不是迎难而上，我们是舍难取义。
We say we don't want to face the Red Sea, and we don't want to face Pharaoh's army, and let's just go back to Egypt and resume our lives as slaves.
我们会说我不想要过红海，我也不想要死在旷野里，我也不想要对付法老的军队，我就想回去埃及当奴隶。
But God, see, doesn't want that.
但是上帝不想要这样。
God doesn't want us to settle for second best.
上帝不想要我们退而求其次。
He doesn't want us to run from crisis to crisis.
他不想让我们从一个危机逃到另外一个危机里。
He wants us to meet it head on.
他想要我们正面对抗
with courage,
有勇气的
and with conviction that he will see us through.
而且是有一个相信上帝会带我们跨过困难的信念
because I believe that God always see us through any difficulty that we have.
因为我很坚信我相信上帝不管在任何的困难当中他都会带领我们跨越过去
even though there will be challenges in our lives.
即使
we will have challenges in our lives,
即使我们在生命当中真的有非常多的挑战
God who has given us the Holy Spirit, He will empower us to be victorious.
上帝通过灵给了我们大能，他会带我们走到胜利。
Brothers and sisters and friends,
弟兄姊妹们朋友们
the Red Sea that you and I are facing is not the end that you may think it is.
你跟我现在正在面临的这片红海并不是你觉得的事情的结束
Sometimes it is always tempting to take the easy way out
有时候退而求其次舍难取义是非常诱人的
To settle for the second best
对退而求其次相当的容易
But God has a better idea
可是神有一个更加好的想法
God wants us to look at this big at the big picture God wants us to look at the lifeFrom his perspective,
上帝想要我们从他的角度来看待生命，想要让我们看得到事情的全局。
And God has promised that He will get us through any impossible situation.
而且上帝应许了，他会带领我们走过任何的困境。
Philippians tells us in the book of Philippians, Paul tells us, "I can do all things, not something, all things through Christ."
保罗在腓立比书说了我能够成就任何的事只要是在神里面
Thirdly, as we face the Red Sea, we must rely on God's promises.
面对红海的时候第三件我们需要做的事情是依靠神的应许
One of the most difficult aspects of facing our Red Sea is dealing with our feelings of hopelessness and helplessness and even at times fear.
面对困难的时候，最难的点其实是在于处理我们无助以及是感到恐惧的心情。
It looks like everything is falling apart.
看起来事情都是散架的。
Like there's no chance that things will work out the way they should.
他们不可能会有本来该有的好的结果。
So we've got to rely on God's promise.
所以呢，我们要越来越依赖神的应许。
So what is God's promise?
神的应许到底是什么？
Moses spoke to the people and this is what he said.
摩西是这么对以色列人说的。
In verses 13 to 14.
出埃及记十四章十三节到十四节。
Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Stand firm.
只管站住。
And you will see that the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today.
看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。
The Egyptians you see today will never see. You will never see again.
因为你们今天所看见的埃及人，你永远不再看见了。
Because the Lord will fight for you.
耶和华必为你们征战。
You need only be.
你们只管静默，不要作声。
Promises two things.
上帝给了我们三个应许。
Two things.
两个应许。
I can't turn. No, it's okay. You're doing well. Okay. God promised the problem will be completely eradicated.
上帝应许了，问题会被完完全全的解决。
You know what Moses said?
你知道摩西说了什么吗？
The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Never, you will never see them again.
你们今天所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见，永远都不会见到。
Most of us tend to put a band-aid solution on our problems.
我们很多人都会用一个治标不治本的方法。
Or we sweep them under the rug, or get them out of the way for a few days.
就像把垃圾扫到地毯上面，或者说我暂时逃离几天。
Look at the promise of God where He says that He will remove this problem once and for all. Amen.
Amen. 但是我们从来都不记得，我们从来都不会记得神说过了，他会一次过的解决问题。
Do you believe in that kind of a God?
你相信神是这样的神吗
？I think we as Christians should be just really Christian.
我们应该要做那种很坚信的基督徒。
Sometimes I wish that we Christians could wake up and be Christians.
有时候我很希望基督徒能够醒过来，真的是真真正正做一位基督徒。
I'm sorry, I'm that kind of a guy. You ask those who do not follow me to follow Christ, and I'm shepherding them, and they say, Pastor Daniel, you're just always gung ho. Yeah, I have to be gung ho. I have a big God. Okay, you can translate that?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, one more time.
Oh, one more time.
To double the desperate.
I told them, you know, they always say, Pastor Daniel, you're also always a positive. I don't like this word. I really feel that I can do all things with God.
他们总会很惊奇说，为什么，邱牧师你经常那么的积极？虽然我本人不喜欢很积极这个单词哈，但是我觉得在神，我万事都能，我能做任何事情。
Because the God that you and I believe in, God of all gods.
因为你跟我相信的神，他是万王之王。
If he is not God of all gods, then don't trust him.
如果他都不是万王之王，我们干嘛要相信他
？Right? I do believe in the future we're going to have the battles of the gods.
我不相信我们将来会围观一场万王之间的战争。
So you better know your God.
我们最好认识我们自己的神。
Your God is a great God. He's the Almighty God. He's the Creator. He's the Alpha and Omega. I can tell you all about God.
我们的神是Alpha Omega. 我们的神是万王之王，他是最好的王。
I want us to get excited to be a Christian.
我想要因为成为一名基督徒感到非常的兴奋。
No, it doesn't mean that we won't have problems. It doesn't mean that we won't have a situation that is going to be in conflict and we won't have to face them.
但这不意味着我们生活当中不会有困难，不会有我们必须要去面临，可是又不想面临的状况。
But if we all learn to trust His promises and we all grab each other hand in hand and we face the problems together, together we can make it. Amen.
但如果我们相信他能够解决这些事情，我们在肢体了能有连接的话，我们能把这些问题解决。
We need to believe that.
我们要相信这些应许。
I believe that God can change this church and people will be, I don't know, it will be lining up to come to church.
我们相信神会复兴我们这个教会，我们甚至相信他们会排着队来到我们的教会来。
I've been to a church in New York.
我在纽约去过一个教堂。
It's Jim Cimbala's church.
是 Jim Cimbala's 教堂。
They believe in prayer.
他们很相信祷告。
2/3 of the congregation comes on Wednesday night. About 2,000, 3,000 people come to pray every Tuesday night.
他们三分之二教会的人，两千多、三千多、四千多的人，每周三都会到教会来祷告。
Sorry.
对不起。
I don't like pointing.
我不喜欢去，真的是说出一些数字。
I want to us all to check our hearts. I want us to check our hearts. I want us to check our hearts.
我想要去从心里去看待这些问题。吗？
心里。
心里。
How many want to see that happen?
我们当中有多少人想要看见那些事情发生在我们身上
？Okay. How many want to pay a price? Okay. Not a lot of people here want to pay a price. It would need us to be spending lots of time and money.
但是要做到那些事，需要我们付出代价，我需要我们真真正正的付出我们的努力。
Really, really, the heartbeat of the church is the prayer meeting. The heartbeat.
心跳。
The tuk 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 of the church.
教会的心跳，真真正正是在于我们的祷告里。
教会的心 ，the tuk is in the praying.
我们要去发现得到，我们对神心动的时刻，其实是在祷告里面。
Without prayer, things don't change.
不祷告的话，事情还是原来的样子。
After you're going to come check and say, Pastor Daniel, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you didn't do this. Well, you have, I say, it's not my fault, you didn't pray.
如果几年之后你回来跟我讲，邱牧师，你这件事情没做到，那件事情没做到，可是我会跟你讲，你没有祷告啊。
No, I was talking with the students, say, you know what? You can reach the whole campus of you of all to Christ. Can you do that? Do you believe in that?
我经常跟渥太华大学的大学生们说，你们相信整个大学生、整个 AC 的学生都会相信神吗？
We have a big God.
我们有一个非常全能的神。
Come on, be like Peter.
我们要像彼得那样。
Preach and 3,000 people come to know the Lord. Wow, that's full.
我们去传道，然后把三千人带来我们这个教会，然后所有的位置都坐满了。有个方法可以做得到。
And I see where churches can be filled. By the way.That church that I went to their morning worship service. I had the line up.
顺便说一声，我刚刚提到了在纽约我去的那个教会，他们我去的是澡堂，去澡堂的时候要排队。
They have three services. All three services, you have the line up.
那个纽约的教堂啊，纽约市的某个教堂，他们有早上有三个堂，每个堂都需要排队才能进去。
But I don't want us to become like that.
但我不想要我们成为那样子的。
We have our uniqueness.
我们有自己的独特性。
And let's find out what our uniqueness is.Get away.
我们一起来发现我们教会的独特性是什么。
Okay, I'm not preaching the sermon. I better go back.
好，我们下来又讲回我们的讲道的事情。
Okay, so God promises two things.
所以上帝给了我们两个应许。
As I said, first thing.
就像我说的那样，第一件事。
Yep, God promised the problem will be completely eradicated.
神应许所有的困难将会完全被根除。
The Egyptian that you see today, you will never see again.
你今天所看见的埃及人将不再看见。
The second promise is that God promised to fight for you and me.
第二个神的应许是他会为你和我而战。
Without God's help, the Israelites didn't have a chance, and neither do we.
没有神的帮助，以色列人不会熬得过来，你跟我也不可能。
We need God in the battle. He has promised to be there for us to fight on our side.
我们在征战当中需要神。他应许了我们，他会在那里，他会为我们而战，站在我们这边。
So to get onto the other side of the Red Sea, you and I must learn how to rely on His promises.
要跨过这个红海困境到另外一边，我们必须要去信靠神的应许。
So what does it mean to rely?
那依靠到底意味着什么呢？
Let's look at verses 13 and 14 again.
我们一起来再看看第十四章的十三节到十四节。
Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptian you will see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了。耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
So if you forget the whole sermon, don't forget this two points.
但如果你忘了今天所有的讲道内容，一定不要忘记这几点。
Here are the three secrets.
有三个事情很重要。
First one.
第一件。
Fear not.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid. This means that we can choose not to be afraid.
不要惧怕意味着我们可以去选择不害怕。
How many know that you can choose to be afraid?
我们当中多少人知道我们可以选择不惧怕吗？
And you can choose not to be afraid.
你可以选择不害怕。
Okay, let me give us a hand. How many choose to be afraid?
有多少人选择去害怕？
You sure? You're not going to choose to be afraid?
你选择要害怕吗？
How many choose not to be afraid?
多少人选择我不要害怕？
I hope that's true.
我希望这是真的。
Because you know what? Those people who said I'm choose not to be afraid, God will test you.
刚刚那些举手的人，神会试验你们的。
And those who said I choose to be afraid, the enemy will test you.
那些说我选择害怕，那么撒旦还有他的小跟班会攻击你。
Still gonna lose, right? No.
所以两边都不好，对不对？
See, fear somehow sometimes just jump on us, right?
有时候害怕就直接就像跳到我们的身上来。
But when it jumps, we can choose to reject it.
但他们跳到我们身上来，我们可以选择拒绝它。
Secondly, Moses said, "You need to stand."
第二点，摩西说我们要坚守站住。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't run.
不要逃开。
Don't hide.
不要躲藏。
Stand and face that situation head on.
站好，正面应对状况。
Come on, if you don't face it today, you're going to face it 5 years down the road. Okay? I'm just telling you from experience, it happens all the time.
如果你今天不面对它，你五年之后，你突然间可能也会遇到它，这就是事实。
Because this is what God wants you to learn.
因为这就是上帝给我们的功课。
If you don't want to learn it today, you'll learn it tomorrow, or the day after, 10 years down the road, you're still going to have to learn it.
如果你今天不做这个功课，你明天可能要做，或者你十年之后还是要做。
So let's smarten up and just say, let's face it. Sooner or later, I still have to face it. Let's grow up and face it head on.
让我们聪明一点，我们今天就把功课做了，我们今天就正面应对这些困难。
The third point is the most difficult point for you and I to follow.
第三点呢，是你跟我都感觉是最难去做得到的事情。
Next, stand firm. And next one, be still.
安静。
Be still doesn't mean.
安静不代表什么都不做。
See, Moses is not talking about your body.
摩西说安静指的不是我们的身体。
He's talking about.
他说的是我们的心。
Being still involves blocking out all the distraction and placing your focus.On the promises of God.
安静意味着我们要撇除掉所有分散我们注意力的事情，将我们的心思意念全然地放到神上。
Or even better.
神的应许上，或者更好的是。
Focusing on God.
我们单单看向神。
Remember this, always. Remember this.
永远都要记住这一点。
The peace of God cannot hit in moving.
神的平安不会临到举棋不定当中。
Take it in. If you keep on moving, God cannot hit you.
如果你总是举棋不定，摇摆摇摆，神不会用他的平安来击中我们。
God's peace can never hit you.
我们的心里也不会有神的平安。
Why? Because you're moving here.
为什么？因为你总动来动去，摇摆不定。
If you want your heart to be filled with God's peace, your heart will have to become still long to receive God's peace.
如果你想要心里被神的平安充满的话，你的心必须要做到足够安静，安静到能够收得到神的平安。
And as you face the Red Sea in your life, with the enemy closing in from behind, rely on God's promises to see you through.
当你面临着生活当中的红海困境， 敌军正在后面慢慢的靠近的时候，你一定要信靠神，他会帮我们挺过去的。
Fourth,
第四点
，Rest in God's protection，
在神的庇护下，在神的庇荫下安息。
When the Israelites first began their journey, they were led by the cloud by day and fire by night.
以色列人起床离开埃及的时候，日间云柱和夜间火柱在领他们的路。
And when they arrived at the bank of the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army began to close in, the cloud moved behind the Israelite camp between the Israelites and the Egyptian.
当他们到了红海的边上的时候呢，法老的军队正在慢慢的逼近。云柱突然间转到了以色列人的后面了，在埃及营地和以色列营地中间。
The Bible says in verse 20, throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness on the other one side and light to the other side. So neither went near to the other all night long.
出埃及记十四章二十节是这么说的：营中间有云柱，一边黑暗，一边发光，中夜两下不得相近。
See, God had not yet performed the miracle that would deliver the Hebrew people.That would come later.
神还没有行帮助希伯来人的渡过困难的神迹，那是之后才发生的。
But until then, they could rest in God's protection.
但直到那个时候，以色列人都能在神的荫庇下安息。
Notice there's a very interesting verse here in verse 19.
我们来看一下出埃及记十四章十九节这一句很有趣的经文。
It says, "Then the angel of God who had been traveling in front of the Israel's army withdrew and went behind them." Okay.
在以色列营前行走神的使者转到他们后边去。
See, the angel withdrew.
所以使者转到后面去了。
So how do you think the Israelites reacted when they saw the cloud begin to float away?
你觉得当以色列人看见那些云柱飘走的时候，他们会有什么反应？
Undoubtedly, like you and I are prone to do, they thought, "Here goes, we are sunk. God is leaving us now, and we are on our own."
他们肯定会像你跟我很容易有的反应一样，觉得就这样了，我们完蛋了，神不要我们了，我们只能靠自己了。
Isn't it like us?
不是跟我们一样吗？
Oh my goodness. What?
天啊，神再也不应允我的祷告了。
I pray, I read the Bible, do everything, I go to church, I go to prayer meeting, nothing happens.
我祷告再祷告再祷告，我看经再看经再看经，我去教会，我去团契，可是神没有听我祷告，什么事情都没有发生。
No, times it may have appeared that way at first.
事情有时候看起来就是这样子的。
But the cloud is moved behind them, protected them too.
但你知道，转到后面去的云柱在夜间保护他们。
As we face any impossible situations in our life, there is something that we need to keep in mind. No matter how bad things seem, things are not as bad as they seem.
当我们面临生活当中的困难的时候，有一点我们要牢记在心，那就是不管事情看起来有多糟糕，它也不会坏到哪里去。
And the reason they are not as bad as they could be is because God is preventing things.
事情之所以不会坏到哪里去，是因为神有权利去阻止事情坏到那个地步。
And if we were to look at our situation with the eyes of faith, we will see God, how God has kept His hand on us despite these many difficulties that we have faced. And as we face the Red Sea, we finally need to reach.
如果我们从有信心的角度，从神的角度去看待我们的状况，不管困难有多大，我们都会知道神是怎么样将他大能的手安放在我们的身上。当我们面临困难的时候，我们最后需要做到的是经历神的大能。
Next slide. This we need to reach out for God's power. This is what God said to Moses in verse 16. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that Israelites can go through the sea.
这是神对摩西说的话，在出埃及记第十四章十六节，你举手向海伸杖，把水分开，以色列人要下海中走干地。
See, God wants to deliver us from the impossible situation that we face. He wants to part the Red Sea for us. For it to happen, we must stretch. We must have faith.
神想要带领我们走出现在的困境，他想要为我们分开红海的水。要让这件事情发生呢，我们必须伸出手来，我们必须伸手去要神的大能。
See, this staff that Moses had carried symbolized God's power in his life.
所以摩西拿着的那个杖其实象征着神的大能。
When God first called Moses, he told Moses to throw down the staff and the staff became a snake.
神第一次呼召摩西的时候呢，他让摩西将杖扔在地上，杖就变成蛇。
He told Moses to pick it up and it became a rod again.
他让摩西捡起杖来，杖又变回木杆了。
Moses and Aaron each used their staff to bring plagues upon Egypt.
摩西和亚伦呢，分别用他们的杖给埃及带来了瘟疫。
The staff was waved over the Nile and the Nile turned to blood.
杖在尼罗河上挥动，然后尼罗河的水就变成血了。
The staff was stretched over the streams and the plague of frogs descended.
杖在伸到了河的上方，然后青蛙就从河里上来，遍布埃及全地。
And on it goes.
这些事情一直不停。
The staff wasn't magic.
杖不是魔术。
But it symbolizes the power of God. God was saying to Moses, "You hold my power in your hand. If you're willing to reach, you will again witness a miracle."
杖是神大能的象征，神对摩西说，你手里有我的大能，倘若你是愿意伸出手来，你会经历一个神迹。
There can be miracles.
信的人必有神迹随着他们。
Two clips.
我们会看两个小短视频。
Okay, let's watch.Not this one, though.Not this one. Other one.
Thank you.
follow another disciple. There can be miracles.
会有神迹的。
When you and I,
当我们信的时候。
See, God's power is available to you and me if you're willing to stretch, reach God's power.
你跟我都是可以获得神的大能的，只要我们伸出手来，只要我们伸手向神要。我们在生活当中每一天都能够体验神的神迹。
As the worship team come and preparing for to sing the last song, will we do that?
我们先来祷告。
Father, we thank you again for this message.
天父，我们再次感谢你，感谢你赐我们这样的信息。
We lessons that we can learn from the Prince of Egypt.
是我们能够从埃及王子摩西上学到的。
We thank you that we can truly reach out to you, to your power and to your strength.
我们真的感谢你，我们真的能够去到你的大能当中去。
Thank you for your promises.
感谢你的应许。
Thank you that we can rely on you.
感谢我们能够依靠你。
Thank you for the purposes that you have given to all of us.
感谢你给予我们啊，我们能够从万事应许。
We want to give you all the praise.
我们想要献给你所有的赞美与荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名求。Amen.
Let's all rise and let's sing the chorus of Amazing Grace.
让我们暂时来一起来唱这一首 Amazing Grace.